Luna and Sunny in Paris. As soon as White Duck Luna and Yellow Chicken Sunny stepped off the plane at Charles de Gaulle Airport, they could feel the magic in the air. Despite their best efforts to blend in with the human tourists, they couldn't help but attract attention with their vibrant feathers and sparkling eyes. Their first trip abroad, Luna and Sunny in Paris. As they made their way to the city center, they stumbled upon a group of street performers juggling fire and spinning plates. Luna, being the curious duck she was, wandered over to investigate and accidentally triggered a miniature fireworks display. The crowd gasped in amazement as colorful sparks exploded around her. Sunny, feeling a bit self-conscious about her friend's sudden display of magic, tried to intervene by using her bright yellow feathers to reflect the sparks away from the crowd. However, her efforts only managed to make the fireworks more vibrant and chaotic. The street performers, delighted by the unexpected turn of events, began to incorporate Luna and Sunny into their act. Before long, they were performing a magical spectacle, complete with floating candles, levitating bread, and a finale that involved Luna and Sunny soaring above the crowd on a pair of glowing poodles. After the show, the performers invited them to join their troupe for dinner at a quaint little café. Over plates of escargot and crème brûlée, Luna and Sunny regaled their new friends with tales of their adventures in other cities around the world. As they finished their meal, Sunny spotted the Eiffel Tower twinkling in the distance. "Oh, let's go see it," she exclaimed. Luna nodded enthusiastically, and together they set off towards the iconic landmark. As they approached the tower, Luna began to notice that the Seine River was glowing with a soft, ethereal light. Without warning, she spread her wings and took off into the air, soaring above the river, as if drawn by an invisible force. Sunny followed close behind, her yellow feathers shining like a beacon in the night. The riverbank came alive with music and laughter as people from all over the city gathered to watch the spectacle. Luna and Sunny flew above the crowds, their feathers shimmering like stars as they danced on the wind. Eventually, they returned to solid ground, exhausted but exhilarated by their adventure. As they made their way back to their hotel, they stumbled upon a group of street artists creating a massive mural on the side of a building. Without hesitation, Luna began to add her own touch of magic to the artwork, causing colors to swirl and blend in unexpected ways. Sunny joined in, using her feathers to create intricate patterns and shapes that seemed to pulse with life. Together, they created a stunning masterpiece that would be remembered by Parisians for years to come. As they settled into their hotel room that night, Luna turned to Sunny with a mischievous glint in her eye. "You know what we should do tomorrow?" she asked. Sunny raised an eyebrow. "What's that?" "We should visit the famous Louvre Museum," Luna replied. "I heard they have a new exhibit on, Fairy Wings." Sunny's eyes widened in excitement. "That sounds like exactly our kind of thing." And so, another day of magic and wonder awaited Luna and Sunny in the City of Light.